USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany slammed Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's remarks in a Washington Post op-ed that came out today about President Trump's shortcomings during the coronavirus pandemic. Here's the press secretary during a briefing at the White House.
Yeah, it's really striking, his comments, especially when you compare them to his past comments. This is revisionist history by Governor Hogan, and it stands in stark contrast to what he said on March 19th, where he praised the great communication that the president has had with governors. He literally was praising the president of the United States for delivering on testing.
The Republican leader detailed in his op-ed in the Post having to buy 500,000 coronavirus tests from the South Korean government in a deal broken in part by his wife, who's a native to the country. He said he hid them from the federal government to avoid them being seized for use in another state or by the federal government. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
There's new support in the Republican Party for a second stimulus bill, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, supports another coronavirus stimulus bill.
I think we need to be focusing on jobs. We need to be focusing on the health of our children, health care, and get America through this pandemic. We need to help our schools and daycares to make sure when they open, they're able to open safely.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has filed a lawsuit against the city of Atlanta over the mayor's mask mandate and recommendations to roll back reopenings. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms responded.
That it's very clear that the governor is putting politics over people, and I join several mayors across our state who will continue to enforce our mask mandate, and we will have to fight the governor about this in court.
Kemp said he refuses to sit back and watch disastrous policies devastate the lives of Georgia residents. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
The mayor of Portland demanded that President Donald Trump remove militarized federal agents he deployed to the city. Mayor Ted Wheeler said at a news conference, "Keep your troops in your own buildings or have them leave our city immediately." Democratic Governor Kate Brown said Trump is looking for a confrontation in the hopes of winning political points elsewhere. Brown's spokesman, Charles Boyle, said that arresting people without probable cause is concerning and a violation of their civil liberties and constitutional rights. Federal officers have charged more than 13 people with crimes related to the protest so far. 15 former female employees of Washington's NFL team told the Washington Post that they were sexually harassed while working for the club. Former employee Emily Applegate spoke on YouTube about her time working for the team.
And then, you know, you get your first screaming at you. Then somebody makes a comment to you about what you're wearing, and it just snowballs from there. And it really took most people no time to comment on my appearance. Would walk out of very important people's office in tears, and I couldn't stop because I was so embarrassed that I was being treated that way in front of people.
The allegations span from 2006 to 2019 and range from inappropriate remarks about females' bodies or clothing to instances of verbal abuse. Washington's NFL franchise has retained D.C.-based law firm Wilkinson and Walsh to review the matter, according to attorney Beth Wilkinson, who said her firm will be reviewing the team's culture, policies, and allegations of workplace misconduct. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.